Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in now at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709.
Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am Kimberly Meredith, your host, and we are super excited, as always, to be in an hour of pure fifth-dimensional energy healing. We are so excited tonight to be with my special guest, Charles Chen. He is an influencer, a healer, a spiritual connector. Charles is a co-creator of the 888 process, which is one of my favorite numbers, which is the infinity connector to me. I love the 888 energy field. He is such a special person to me. I've connected with him in the last year, and he's transforming millions of people. He's been on Dr. Oz, Good Morning America, Food Network, Netflix, ABC, NBC, and so much more. Charles, are you with us?
Hi, everyone. Super excited to be here.
Charles, thanks for being here on Blog Talk, the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We've been on for quite a few years now, and you're one of our special guests. What do you want to tell everybody? Anything about your process and how you came about to your opening up to the world of your healing people and all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I got into healing kind of through my own rock bottom. I think as many healers have experienced some sort of, whether it's like a near-death experience, mine was I weighed 100 pounds heavier. And, you know, as I got deeper into the healing, I realized it's so much more than just food. And it's energetic. You know, entities or trauma stuck in the body. I'm big on helping people navigate, move through that, because I feel like disease starts as energy, starts as belief systems, starts as maybe it could be karmic, it could be from a past life, but we carry things with us through relationships, through trauma, and then we keep it in the body. So how do you move and allow it to flow out of your body rather than allowing it to become stuck and stagnant and feed into diseases, right? As you know, it manifests later on in life.
Yeah, I mean, your 100-pound weight loss transformation, and people are hearing you right now over the network here at Blog Talk on my show, is phenomenal. And many people that are struggling with weight loss and stuck in the trauma and fear, like I was always up and down with my weight. I always was 50 mm-hmm. pounds heavier yeah. and then I would lose. It's all about, am I worthy to lose the weight? You know, can I keep, once you lose it, can I keep it off? Am I going to put it, because I was an emotional eater.
Yes.
Is that something that was happening to you?
Absolutely. So everyone has their different vices, right? I think addiction all stems back to the same thing of what you said, unworthiness, not feeling adequate, maybe an experience where you feel like you're abandoned or a belief system was created. And the food is just a way to numb and not feel and to go deeper. So once you remove the food and the addictions and you start acknowledging, oh, I have a problem here, I would like to heal it rather than to numb it, then you can go deeper. So for me, I definitely use food as a way to numb and not feel. And it was also a protective mechanism because I experienced sexual trauma at an early age. And for me, it was like, oh, let me just stuff my face and not become sexually attractive so then I can shield myself. So a lot of people use this way of like going back to what you said about being unworthy or not feeling worthy. You do this to almost sabotage your own kind of belief system of, am I worthy? Am I worthy of love? And then you use it as a way to become a crutch and to numb.
Exactly. Something also I really am attracted to about you is you exude such mindfulness, positivity on your TikTok, your social media platforms. You really help people stay motivated. What keeps you motivated? What's driving you? What's the 8-8 process? I know that's a lot of questions I just gave you, but how can you dive into that for us?
For sure. So I feel like after my weight loss transformation, I did have a moment where it was like I was at my rock bottom and there was like a voice. And I think this was also the start of the clairaudience and having an inner knowingness come through. And something within me from a higher power was like, hey, if you heal yourself, you're going to be able to help a lot of people. And so I realized that if I can heal myself, I made a promise, I'm going to dedicate my life to helping others heal and guide them on this journey because I've been through this side, right? So once I did it, I definitely tapped into something higher. I think most healers are. It's a higher power, whatever you believe in spirituality. Maybe it's an energy that is guiding me towards that, like, this is part of my dharma, this is part of my past. Like, I've experienced that at an early age. And then to be able to navigate through that, you know, we all can transmute any fear into love. So it's going back to that idea of, like, any self-sabotages, any fear, any trauma, like, all of that could be transmuted into light and love. And, you know, with your book, the fifth dimension, all these things, 88 process through a meditation. And I work with my guides, and that's what they wanted me to call it. I am drawn to the number 8 because of the infinity sign. I believe that transformation is a lifelong journey. And to create daily micro habits is very powerful. It could be very overwhelming when people are going on this path of healing or transformation. And they are like, oh, I have to do all these things. But my whole thing is just break it down to baby steps, one step at a time. How can you find time daily for your mind, body, and spirit? That's why there's a 3-8, the trilogy. Mm-hmm. And to align yourself daily and to show up consistently. And then through that, through consistency and discipline, then you create radical transformation and huge shifts.
I love it. I love it. Yep. The Trinity, the three threes and the eight threes.
Yes.
The guides want to ask you why, is it called the purification, process?
Well, I feel like, you know, when you're going on this transformation, there's a lot of old residue going back to the experiences that we've experience at an early age, belief systems, past relationships, things. You just have to clear and purify the vessel in order to tap into something that is divine. It's energetic. If you go back to just quantum physics, it's all energy, right? And for you to be transmuting any fear into light, you need to purify any of the impurities, any low vibrational things that are no longer serving you. So this is actually a perfect time. Everyone who's listening, tomorrow we have a new moon, and new moon is all about releasing things that no longer resonate with you. There might be jobs, relationships, belief systems that no longer serve us. And can you call it out, bring light into the darkness and transmute that into something greater? It's a higher vibration from all spirituality, a lot of different sacred tests. Talk about the purification process. It's almost like if you think about protecting your energy, allowing things in. And when you heal yourself, because a lot of the work is healing this unworthiness and feeling like you don't deserve love, when you heal yourself and you love yourself, you're creating healthy boundaries, healthy discernment, clearing the sacral chakra, the second chakra, right? All around boundaries, discernment, your confidence, your voice, right? Sharing your gift, your authenticity with the world, not being afraid of it. So what is it that you're releasing? Great thing to do is to journal, write it down, write it out, call it out.
Right. And yeah, those are wonderful tips.
Yeah, part of the purification process is doing the work to look at things as they are and release things that no longer serve you so you can go into that next dimension, right? Higher frequency beings are vibrating at a different frequency. And if you're vibrating and constantly raising your vibration, those lower entities, lower realm things cannot exist at the same time and place. So that's why we have to shed and purify the body, purify our minds, get still, find daily acts of stillness, or whatever you do, take a walk, be in nature, ground yourself. There's so many different modalities.
Yeah, I love that. I also wanted to ask you, for everybody that's listening, because your world, you know, your world that you live in, Charles, because you've been around the world, you've traveled, you've worked with so many different kinds of clients, you do one-on-ones, you also do classes. I've seen you out like with hundreds of people, like at parks, and you work at centers. And from your standpoint of where you are right now, and you'll keep doing this for many, many years, of manifesting and working with different clients, do you find that with eating and the kinds of, like, the dishes that you make, what can you say is your favorite thing that you think people should do? Do you think it's good to diet, to intermittent fasting? What do you think? Like, would you, from your point of view?
I almost want to coin this new, and I'm saying it to you, talking out loud, right? So when I work with all these different clients and going back to vibration and frequency, and a lot of times it's not about what you eat, but it's how you eat and what state of mind you are when you're eating it. And I talk to clients all the time. The diet is not drinking green juice and eating your salads every day, because you can eating the healthiest things, quote unquote, from the book, right? But you're not releasing anything, and because it's energetic, right? So I love this idea of like creating a habit of, whether it's making yourself a cup of tea daily, or making yourself a smoothie, or making yourself a home-cooked warm meal, being with your food, connecting with your food is also connecting with Mother Nature, Earth, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we've been so disconnected in the Western world of like, oh, everything's so fast and on the go. I'm on a go, go, go. You're grabbing food, ordering food from Uber Eats or whatever, and you're not even connecting and knowing who's touching your food. So just reconnecting with your own food daily, blessing it, and when you're cooking it, being in the state of gratitude and gratefulness of like, thank you to all the farmers, thank you, or grow your own food, right? Reconnecting on that level, it's on a quantum level. Like when I look at food, I'm like, energetically, is this going to expand my energy right now, or is it going to deplete and steal my energy? Rather than digesting, can it be something easily digestible? Is this food made of light? Did it hit the sun? Does it have a connection? Is it vibrant? And you feel it. When you start being more in tune with your food, you become intuitive, where you're like, this is what my body needs. And that's why diets don't work, because you have to be intuitive with your body. What does your body want? And as you start to heal, you start to reconnect with what your body needs. You start to heal your microbiome, so your guts, your second brain, your intuition. This is your internal compass. Then you start getting really clear. Instead of asking for outside guidance, you start tuning into yourself. And that's my goal. And I think that's our goal, is to empower people, right? And food empowers you. Yes. Think of it as like it's medicine. You know, back in the days, people would go to their kitchen to heal themselves. In Eastern philosophy, they do a lot of herbs, and, you know, they go to nature rather than go to pharmaceuticals. Nothing wrong with that. There's a, you know, time and place, but Before that, how can we look at how are we eating? Is our kitchen, you know, inspiring us? Is the spaces that we occupy inspiring us? And if not, what needs to change, or how can we create a different reality, right?
Right. I think what inspired me a lot when I first saw some of your videos, especially on TikTok, what is your TikTok handle again, just in case people want to go look at you over there?
Yeah, it's just Charles Chen TV.
Oh, yeah, Charles Chen TV on TikTok. Because I'm over there, and I saw you, I think I found you first when I saw you as Facebook, but then I saw you on TikTok, is when you were cutting up some of the vegetables and you were making some of the food dishes, but the way you were talking about them, and it was just like you were in the kitchen at home, but you had the feeling of how much you enjoy eating them also, and
yeah.
It's so inspiring because I also now, I was very much a sugar addict my whole life. I used to hide, if my mm-hmm. sister's listening right now, she's probably laughing, because I used to hide cookies under my bed. There was like a very scarcity to food in my family because we didn't have a lot of money. And so I would hide
it's
food
so
I'd make sure I would have
yeah.
my food because I was scared. What?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, I don't go for cookies. I go for an apple. I go for a mango. I'm like enjoying mm-hmm. the colors of the fruits at the store. My whole mind has shifted into seeing food a different way. And when I saw you making the salads and things, I was like, I love the colors now. I don't get excited about cakes. And I've lost everything for that. So it's interesting.
I love that you brought that because I was just thinking about this today. I'm going to put it out there. I did colonic today. So I'm big on cleansing mm-hmm. and detoxifying. And my colon mm-hmm. hydrotherapist was like, oh, wow, you've been really chewing your food. And I was like, yeah, I have. And you can see everything, right? And I'm big on cleansing because the toxins can come out of your body. But the idea of slowing down, I was like, yeah, I've been just slowing down, being present mm-hmm. with my food and chewing my food. And even as you're cooking, I know some people and I have some clients who hate cooking. And I was like, how can you shift that attitude into this is an act of self-love and self-care? Mm-hmm. You're touching your food. You're connecting with your food. You're being in a state of gratitude when you are eating and digesting, or you're spending it and sharing it a meal with someone else, cooking it with someone else. That is love. That is transmutation of love and higher vibration. One of the last things my aunt said to me before she passed away from cancer was she had everything in the world, materialistic, all these things. And we walked around at Asia in Taiwan. I'm pushing her around and her hair is all fallen off. And here's this woman who was the life of the party. And it was so beautiful to witness someone's essence, their soul, because it's like right before she was transcending. And she said, the one thing that I always will remember, Charles, is when you baked me that cake. And I was like, oh, wow. That was when I realized the power of food, the power of creation and sharing, because that is a real experience, energetic exchange. And when you're cooking, we've all tasted a meal when it's like, oh, that was not made with love. That was like someone was in a rush. They were just not in a good mood. So that's why.
Yeah.
If, you know, bring it a further level, like there's a doctor in Japan, Dr. Emoto, studying the crystal molecules of water. If our mm-hmm. body comprises of majority of water, imagine, you know, what state it is when your food is being ingested into your body and what you're thinking. That's why the power of your thoughts, affirmations, and how you treat yourself, how can you be kind to yourself? Right? All these things is so important.
So important.
Slowing down.
So important. Yes, I love that story. And it's so important what you say to yourself. You're right. How you speak to yourself, saying loving, kind things to your food. You're grateful mm-hmm. for your food. And all of that is so important. Some of the best times of my life with my grandmother was eating nice meals together and cooking together. And I think this is what we're all going back to. I feel more and more in the next 10 years is having nice meals together, eating good fresh fruits and vegetables. And I really hope everybody does check out your website and looks at your social media platforms, because you do have some delicious meals and things that you prepare. And Charles is at www.charleschen.tv. I really admire all the information you give. I really like also that you do some yoga in the park, right? Where are you doing that? Cause I love watching that.
I love yoga. Yeah, so we do that in Santa Monica, and I am literally getting certified this week. So I've been practicing yoga. I think it's so important for all the listeners to find your modality, find your way of moving energy. You know, we're talking about food and what you ingest into your body, but you can find something that works for you, that aligns and resonates with you, whether it's dancing, walking, you know, doing something fun. It doesn't always have to be something strenuous, but something that allows you to move the energy around. So for me, I found kind of a way to ground myself through yoga, tap into my higher self, prime my mind for stillness. And you can find different modalities, but yoga has been kind of a way in my toolbox, right? You look at what's in your toolbox that brings you back into alignment. And I know when I practice, I am more aligned, and it connects my mind, body, and my soul.
Yeah, do you feel more aligned in your heart center, and it takes you away from your out of your mind and into the heart?
It opens up all the chakras. So if anyone practices yoga, you know there are specific poses and postures that open up your heart chakra, for example, like the camel pose, back bends, all these things like really help to open up the heart, especially we're in a day and age where we're always on our phone, always on our computer, sitting down, crouching over. Like, you got to do the opposite. So to do all these different bends, and just to allow the blood flow to, you know, be healthy, circulation helps to drain your lymphatic system. So then you're constantly, every day, you're sweating out the toxins, you're sweating out, you're able to move energy, and you get more clear, you get more in tune with your body. And you're like, some people who've never felt like they were in their body when they practice, like, oh, I feel I'm more connected. You know, when people say, oh, I don't know what I'm feeling. So, like, modalities like this will help you be more in tune to be like, oh, I ate that before yoga class and I don't feel good. So now I understand this food doesn't really vibe with my body.
Exactly. I feel like yoga and Pilates and stuff is like even a step higher into the dimensional process for people. And it can help with your, it can help with meditation too. It kind of is in the same energy. Energy field. Yeah.
Yeah. You just realize that we're more than these bodies. These bodies are just temporary and vehicles to help us navigate in this dimension. But when you realize, as you know, the fifth dimension, all these things, like, we're vibrational beings first.
Yeah. And we're timeless and moving in different timelines right now. So it's very important to for people, if you're, hopefully everyone's listening and tuning in very strongly to what Charles is saying. We need to move our bodies. You got to get moving, guys. Finding
shake
out.
Shake it up. Even if it's a small.
Shake
it up. Or take. Or take like a cold shower, you know, like sometimes we just need to like break the patterns, because here's the thing, when you're trying to create a new neuro pathway, a new way of thinking, a new way of being, you have to create something that is different than what you've been doing for so long. So maybe part of the practice is like write down the things that you're letting go of, and then also write down the energy of how you want to feel. And then start tapping into that. Okay, I love this alter ego effect. I love this idea of, like, if you're not where you like to be right now, how can you create and quantum jump into a different dimension, right? what is this higher version of yourself operating at? What, how does he or she feel themselves?
Yeah.
How do they feel when they wake up? What do they see? What are they inspired by? Allow that to pull you and inspire you to take action towards your higher self and the highest version of yourself that's operating at the highest frequency, sharing, servicing, and tapping into something that's greater than yourself.
I love that. And this can be, you know, at any age. You could be 80, 60, 50, dancing and moving and breathing and feeling that good fresh air. And, you know, this is very important for people, like, say, oh, I'm too old to do yoga, or I'm too old to do, you know, meditation or prayer, or I can't do this, that. This is for everybody. Everybody can do this, right, Charles?
Yes, even the power of meditation, yoga, Pilates, what is the equalizer of all of them? Breath.
Yep.
The power of our breath. The first thing we do when we enter into this dimension, the last thing we do when we exit is the power of our breath. So even lately, I've been doing a lot of breath work, and I don't need to go to a studio. I can just do it right when I wake up, and that's also moving energy, moving stagnant energy, stuck energy out of the body.
Yep, it's beautiful. Yep, we come in the world in our breath, and we transcend in our breath, and we can, we're actually getting younger. We're going back in time. We're becoming younger because of our breath. The more that we do these types of things that Charles is speaking about, eating proper and purification and the 888 process, the guys are blinking really fast going, yes, yes, yes. We're renewing ourselves, our DNA. So this is really cool. Thank you for sharing all this with us.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited. So, anything else you want to tell our listeners right now? Anything special, like anything that happened with a little story before we start taking calls with like a special story with one of your clients or?
I've helped many of my clients lose, you know, losing weight and also gaining weight because not everyone wants to lose weight, right? So losing weight and gaining weight is the same thing. It just comes back to this idea of self-love. And I love this idea of like programming your mind for success, like first thing in the morning. What does your morning routine look like? Do you wake up and you go straight to your phone, look at the news, or do you take a moment for yourself to reconnect, to tap in before you go out into the world? Can you check in? How am I feeling today? What does my inner child need today? How can I show up? Rather than projecting and, you know, expecting others to treat you a certain way, I always say, like, how are you treating yourself? What are the thoughts? Like, that's why making that tea for yourself, making a meal or smoothie, something that I love doing when I'm taking a shower or a bath is, like, when I'm exfoliating my skin, which I do every day, is I say, I love you, thank you. And when was the last time someone just touched their body and acknowledged, like put a hand over your heart and your belly and say, I love you, thank you. Thank you to every cell in my body, allowing me to navigate and to be healthy. Talk to yourself and say, I love you to yourself. Because a lot of times we're waiting for someone outside of us to tell us these things. Tell it to yourself. Start treating yourself the way that you would like to be treated because that's how we show others how to treat us.
Oh, my God. I just adore you. You are so – you're absolutely amazing. I just love that. I hope everybody is listening to that, exactly what Charles said, that he looks in the mirror. I mean, if people – if everybody did something like that, the world would be so much better to look in the mirror and talk. So I have to tell you a little secret about me, and I'm a total dork. But I get up, I get out of the bed, I take off my pajama top, I swirl it around, and I throw it up in the air, and I say, good morning, God. I'm ready for a miracle.
I love it. I love it. A mantra that I do that I learned from one of my mentors, Marianne Williamson, I love that you said, I'm ready for a miracle, is
She said, use me wisely. I say this before, you know, you mentioned, like, I do events, I do TV. Do I get nervous?
Yeah.
I don't, because it's not about me. So the thing that I do, a prayer I do before every event, before every TV, even today, before this call, is use me wisely. What will you have
Good.
Me say? Who will you have me meet? And how can I best be of service? And when you tap into service, and this is the thing that I think is so powerful, once you heal yourself, the reason why I am still serving is because it's no longer about me. And I think it's about service. And this is the circle of life. It's the cycle. It's the abundance, right? It's just paying it forward, because until we all heal, none of us are fully at peace. And we want to see a world where everyone's at peace and living their light and living their truth.
Amen. Yeah, you stepping out of the way and you're letting, because Spirit wants to be there for you. Spirit wants to be helpful. Spirit loves and the angels to guide you. And so when you say that, you're stepping out of the way and letting Spirit come in and use you as much as possible. And when I say in the morning, I'm being silly and I say, I'm opening up for my miracle today. And every day more miracles do come in for me. And so everybody listening, come up with one of your beautiful mantras that you're going to say every morning when you wake up. And I love the way that, Charles, you're looking in the mirror and saying it to yourself. So that is just so beautiful and amazing. And it's so important how we speak to ourselves.
Dry erase marker, my friend taught me, if you get a dry erase marker, you can write your affirmations on your bathroom mirror. And you can remind yourself to say it as you look at yourself. Super powerful. Or just reminders, like if it's a quote, something you come back to that inspires you.
I think that is a great idea. And first thing when you wake up in the morning, those first thoughts are the thoughts I really feel that are going to last about the whole entire day. So it is really important. So anything else that you'd like to tell us about any testimonials before we go to our break?
Like I've helped many clients, you know, lose and gain weight or whatever healthy lifestyle they want. More of like manifesting their dream, loving their dream job. One of my favorite things to tell our clients is that it's all energy alignment, right? So showing up for yourself and prioritizing your health, your self-care, I call it soul care. There's a difference between self-care and soul care, because soul care is tapped into something greater than ourselves. It's healing our body so then we can become vessels for something greater. Self-care can become self-indulgent, because you can just keep taking care of yourself, but you're not serving or connected to the community around you. And I think we
love that.
We're made of community. Like you said, we're coming back to this idea of like eating together, nourishing ourselves, sharing stories at a campfire, reconnecting in nature. All of these things are shifting us towards that. So, your daily soul care.
Your idea of soul care again to everybody.
So soul care is this idea of taking care of the vehicle, you know, your body, your mind, your spirit every day, so then you can become a service for something greater. And it's tapped into something where it's not just about the self, it's
right.
deeper, you know, your soul contract. We're all here reincarnated for a reason. We're here in people's
right.
lives for a reason. There's people who are brought into your life for a reason. I call them all divine, like, interactions. Divine, like,
right.
who am I going to meet today? There's
right.
a reason.
When you're, yeah, that's so beautiful. Because when you're saying that, my guides keep linking 888 again,
yes.
connecting back to your co-creator of the 888 process, which is really cool.
Yeah.
It just keeps going 888, 888.
Yes.
Which
so,
is
I mean,
so cool.
That's what came through my meditation, and I just like, okay. I was like, what do I call this new thing, the, like, 888 process? I was like, okay, I didn't fully understand, but again, going back to the idea of getting out of our own ways, when
uh-huh.
spirit talks, you know, it chooses a vessel and is like, all right, let's go. And I have to
awesome.
surrender And that was this mm-hmm. year of just surrendering, tapping into it, surrendering, letting go.
Chills. Everybody, yeah. You're listening to celebrity Charles Chen. He is a rocking, amazing mind-spirit connector, healer, co-creator of 888 Process. We go to a break right now. We're at the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show on Blog Talk Radio. And we will be back, but we are having a great time with Charles Chen. And we're going to take calls at 515-605-9709. And we will be back. We're going on a little break right now.
Yay.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Woo. Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google the Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible. And yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you. Hi, we are back on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with special guest
Yay.
Charles Chen. Hi, Charles.
Hi. I'm excited to take some calls.
Yeah, we're in the fifth dimension, and we are having a great time. And Dan, are you there?
I am here, Kimberly. How are you?
We are great.
We have a caller. His name is Melvin from Georgia, and he's going to help with any questions.
Hi, Melvin. Charles and I are both going to answer your question. So go ahead and ask us your question. Hi, Melvin. How are you?
Hey, how are you all? Thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to know, like, I've been going to dialysis about a year and a half, and I have a missed NAN appointment, never been off the machine, but I'm a veteran, and they're about to put me on the kidney transplant list, but I'm holding a lot of fluid, and I don't know if they're doing I believe they're doing something wrong because I don't drink that much water. who attain a fluid. So I just want to know what you all see about my health and regaining my health, because I want to be able to get back on the football field again.
Oh, wow. Well, we both can probably take a stab at it. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first, Charles?
Go ahead, Kimberly.
Okay, so you're on dialysis right now, and
where are you staying?
Are you at the hospital, or are you going in and out for dialysis?
I go in and out. I go there.
Yeah.
I go like on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I got to go in the morning.
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yeah, they keep saying to me, the guys, something about your weekly routine. They're going, no, no, no. They keep saying something about 777. They're also saying something about, I'm just hearing, you know, I hear voices. They're saying something about they're not happy with your diet. Okay, just have to be honest. They're also asking me, what kind of water are you drinking right now? They're asking me, what's your water?
I drink different varieties of water, but I really do like the smart water.
Okay. I don't want you to take offensive to anything. You know, of course, I'm not a regular medical physician, but I am a medical intuitive, and I'm a nosy one. So they're telling me something about they don't like your water. They're also asking me about your doctors. He said you should be drinking distilled water since you're on dialysis.
No, ma'am. I just Google it up and the still water is pretty good and clear for your body. And it has a lot of
When I'm asking you, when you're on dialysis, you should ask your doctor if you should be drinking distilled water. Most of the time they ask people to do that.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I will.
Also, I'm not a fan of water that's in plastic. So, you know, plastic is not good for the body anyway. And so I would suggest the guys are saying to not be drinking out of plastic.
Okay.
But you should definitely check with your doctor about your drinking water.
Okay. Is there certain water that I need that may help me?
Well, anybody on dialysis usually needs to talk to the physician about the right kind of water to be drinking.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A lot of people don't know that, but you do need to be on specific types of water when you're on dialysis.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
How long you been on dialysis?
Year and a half, and it was a crazy thing. I've been exposed to that toxic water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, when I was in the Marine Corps, and I've been on dialysis for about a year and 6 months. But I got to run a couple of more little basic tests, and the VA bumped me up the list for a kidney transplant, and so it's just small little tests. I got to do like an X-ray, echocardiogram, stress test.
Basic
stuff.
I'm so sorry. We're doing mini readings right now. Of course, these are small readings because we want to take as many readings as possible. But all my guys are saying right now, and I do feel that one kidney's bad, the other one is not. That's what I'm getting off my mediumship. I am getting a very promising result coming to you. All I'm getting, and I'm going to give it over to Charles, is that they are saying that you do need to check your water out and shift the water. And also, of course, if you want to reach one of us privately, we can go into maybe a very extensive help with your diet, switching your diet around.
Thank you for calling in.
And I'm sending you lots of prayers. But I do feel that you have a lot of angels and guides helping you out.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
God bless you. But I
God
do feel
you
do need to switch your water right away.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I will.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your relationship with your, is it wife?
Zero. You're divorced.
Okay, yeah, I felt that. Do you have a son?
There's no relationship, trust me. I ended up having custody of my kids. I raised them myself, and I don't do that.
Okay, well, this is just from guides, just some sort of forgiveness, whether or not you want to speak to her, you can do it through meditation, but also I'm picking up some PTSD from being a veteran. Do you have a small dog?
No, sir, I don't. I want one.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking there.
Yeah.
But something you can do for your health, I think, with Kimberly, with the water, is make a smoothie every single day. That will help just get more fresh vegetables and fiber into your diet. So low-sugar fruits like blueberries or strawberries, adding spinach, and then something that's very nutritious and that will help raise your vibration and more fiber and more energy into your diet is sprouts, specifically broccoli sprouts.
Oh, yes.
So blend low-sugar fruits like blueberries, add some spinach, and then add some sprouts. And if you do that for a week, you're going to see your energy increase and start getting that better water into your diet. But
yes. Oh, my God. I have to just intertwine here on a piggyback for a minute. A piggyback means I'm just coming back off of Charles.
Yes.
I have to giggle for a minute because Charles is so spot on. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
But also, I didn't want to say anything, but I did get a very, very negative energy off a person that had been attacking your energy. And when he said the woman, and you went, whoa, like that. I got a very bad negative energy had been attacking you. But let's move on and send the prayer.
Okay,
I don't mean to giggle. I didn't mean to giggle, but when
that's
you
okay.
said,
I needed that.
Like that.
Yeah.
I saw the negative number.
I really do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
But the good news is I see you being healed totally. Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay,
Charles.
Good.
Thank
you, Thank Charles.
You. Thank both of you. I love you. Thank you.
Love
Thank
you.
You.
So they're blinking 555.
Thank you, Willie. Do you want to take the next call?
Yeah, we'll take the next call.
Okay, great. We have Patricia from Ohio, and she has another health question. Patricia, you're on with Kimberly.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I was hearing, and yes, hello, Charles. Hearing you speak about your journey. In connection to the topic of the show, I'm weighing right now probably 175. And that's my heaviest weight. And I believe I'm postmenopausal. I'm over 60, and I eat my fruits and veggies and yes, meats. But it's really been tough for me to release, and I do move. I'm active,
Do you have a daughter?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a daughter?
No.
No daughter?
Go ahead, Charles. You can do the first
reading.
I have something for her also. I can piggyback on it after you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm picking up some mom energy. Has your mom passed?
I am too.
Her?
Go ahead.
Well, my mom is dead. She crossed over 23 years ago.
Yeah, I'm just picking up some resentment or some sort of something needs to be let go. I think I don't know how she left, but also just it's part of a lot of the work is going back to clients is working with how to forgive to release, because going back to the energies that are stuck in the body. So part of the reason why you're holding on is because there's something that wants to be forgiven. I know that there's some pain there, but it's that healing that relationship, whether it's through meditation, will help bring some just healing and allow you to become lighter and to, let go of the guilt or anger or any shame that has happened. I don't know what happened the past your experience with mom.
Yeah, we had a difficult abusive relationship emotionally, verbally, talked her to me. And I'm not going to speak about that particular action he did.
Yeah, but I think the work here is forgiving yourself, whether or not you want to forgive her, but allowing yourself and healing, writing a letter to your inner child, heal that relationship, let it go, and then that will be a start of you healing and releasing some of that weight because you're carrying it with you right now. And Kimberly, you can go.
Okay, sounds really beautiful. Did you ever have a hormone problem?
No, but they're probably...
You've had your hormones completely checked out and you've never had any issues with any kind of problem with your uterus?
I probably have, I'm sure I have fibroids in and
That's
around
what they're
my
telling
uterus.
Me. They're telling me you had fibroids, and that is also a problem with the weight gain. They're telling me something that happened about 10 years ago. They keep going over and over again, 10 years to me, going back 10 years ago.
Well, it's just living here in Cleveland has been really negative and traumatic and energetic.
They're also... Yeah, they're telling me something 7 days a week is not good for you work-wise or was work-wise going on with your work. What do you do for work or what were you doing for work?
Well, right now I'm not. I've been applying to jobs and I started remote work last year.
They're telling me stress is too much as far as working, trying to get work. They're saying to me, when I ask if someone crossed over, is a male trying to contact you also? So Charles is right about a woman, but also there's a man trying to contact you that passed away.
Was it my uncle or my – I don't have any siblings, and I didn't have a relationship with my father that wasn't of my choosing. He rejected me and my mother.
It doesn't matter. It's still, I mean, it doesn't matter. It just means he's trying to make a karmic healing. I think you're the dad.
Okay.
So there's some parental, Charles is right, parental stuff that they want to clear up from the other side. Also, the most important thing right now is your hormonal. They're saying there's some sort of hormonal imbalance you might want to go check out.
Right. Now, I was diagnosed, 2017 with an
thyroid?
Early stage, breast cancer.
Yeah.
And I had those hormones, estrogen can feed that. And I've been choosing to nourish and to work with it and heal on the alternative medicine.
Uh-huh.
No.
They're
radiation.
Saying that's not working. That's not working out, they're telling me. The guides are telling me over and over again that something happened to you about 10 years ago that was environmental pollution, and they're telling me that part of the diet, part of the weight gain came from that. But we could do more of an extensive reading if you want, but it did start around 10 years ago. It's not your fault. But this happened around that time period, and it's related for hormonal imbalance that came about, and it was environmental. But with Charles saying about the family trying to get a hold of you, they are trying to get a hold of you, and they are trying to make amends, and that's part of that 888 going on. The 888 process was making amends. Does that make sense, Charles, that they would want to make a soul connection?
Yeah, like I think what we're coming through from mom was just, you know, she's sorry, you know, she tried her best and she just wants to like give her, you know, amends to you to say she could have done better and she's in a better place now. But, you know, maybe you didn't hear that, but wanted to make sure that you're good. So there was some sort of like wanting to forgive and make amends.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other energy from the dad, I could just finish the reading real quick. He's saying that he knows he wasn't great. but he's sorry, and he wants you to move forward and get completely healed. You can be completely healed. Okay, Patricia? That's what they're telling me. You can be completely healed.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. And you can reach out to us if you'd like a longer reading. There's so much the guides would like to give Patricia more of things to eat and things to take and vitamins and all kinds of things. But we want to do a couple more readings. Oh, we only have time for I don't think we have time for any more readings. Is there anything else you want to? Yeah, we only have 2 more minutes left for the show. Wow, that went by so fast.
Oh, it did.
Do you think we have time for one fast? Well, we have three more minutes. Maybe
we can just do one really quick. We got 3 minutes, so I can bring somebody in
really
quick.
Let's just do one. Yeah,
let's do one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got Valerie from California. Valerie, you're on with Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Valerie. What's your question?
My left ear.
What about your left ear?
Just a buzzing, not a buzzing, but a rumble, low vibration. It's been going on for a long time.
Okay. I'm going to have, do you want me to tap into it first, or Charles, do you want to tap
ahead.
Into it?
Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. So take a deep breath, and let me see what the guides are going to say.
Okay.
You're having like a humming or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's low vibration.
A low vibration. And when did it start happening?
Ooh. It's been years back.
Wow. Did you go to an audiologist at all?
I went to the dentist, and I think that's probably sparked it.
The dentist? I mean, you haven't gone to an ear doctor.
No.
Nobody. You're just living with it humming? You're just living with it humming?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have any heavy metals in your mouth, like fillings?
I do on one side, on the right side.
Okay, is the ringing coming from?
It's on the left.
It's on the left, okay. Do you have a male figure that has passed on?
Yes.
Is it a sibling?
It's a sibling, and then, another male.
It's a brother, right?
Yes.
That's just what I picked up. Maybe you have something more, Kimberly, but I just felt that.
Oh, you felt her brother is around her?
Yeah, what was your relationship with the brother?
It was okay. Nothing negative.
Okay.
So I'm just curious why you never wanted to go get it checked out. I mean, I'm just curious why you never wanted to go get it checked out by anybody. And it's been over 5 years?
Probably.
Oh,
yeah,
and you
it's
just
not
never...
that annoying, but it's just, yeah. I just,
like a
yeah.
low humming, and
yes.
it's from it's on your right ear, coming from
left.
Your right.
Left.
Okay, but it's actually coming from the right side of your skull. That's where I'm just letting you know it's coming from the right side of your head. It's coming from the back of your head. I did not say it's a tumor. No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm saying it's coming from the right side. And I do think it's good to go to an audiologist to get it checked.
Right.
You said you went
to
the dentist.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what you picked up.
I have to channel it out. I can't stop and go. So you said you went to a dentist, and after the dentist it started happening?
That's when I noticed it more.
Oh. Did you have drilling?
Extraction.
Okay. You know, I really can't say. The guides are not really giving me much information. They just keep telling me if you have a humming going on, ears and humming or buzzing or tinnitus or things like that that go on, they usually are coming from somewhere inside of the head and inside the ears. And they can go, it can go away if you get to the right person and healer to help work with you. But I always say it's good to go get it checked out. When I'm hearing you and getting information from my guides, I do, which is interesting that Charles said the family, the brother, I am getting a number of 9, which is connected to the family. But I do feel that maybe you do would be good to, I don't know what kind of oxygen level you have in your body. I also see some gut issues with you.
Okay, I haven't had any that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I am seeing that going on with you too. Stomach to your brain and your head. And also, what kind of toothpaste are you using?
I have a natural alternative one. I can't think of the name right now.
You have a natural toothpaste?
Yeah, without the fluoride.
I also see a little bit of an issue with your jaw on the right side, they're telling me. And also, if it's on the right side of your head and jaw, it would affect the left side of your ear. So, I mean, that's the only thing I'm really getting. So thank you for calling into the show.
Do you see that eventually it would go away?
It would. If you go, you've got to get it checked, though. You know, because I'm not a doctor. You would have to go get it checked.
Right, no, I understand that. I just wanted to make sure that it's something that I could that can be managed.
I don't know. If you've had it over 5 years, I would say you need to go get it checked.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying,
and they're saying also it has something to do with stress, too. They keep saying to me something about during the week that's going on with you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, I don't know what they're doing during the week. They keep saying something about during the week. Yeah, we're over that. They're going over and over about something about what are you doing during the week? Are you grinding your teeth while you're sleeping?
You know what? I may be.
Yeah, they keep saying about clenching down on your mouth.
Right.
I keep hearing that. The numbers I'm pulling up is 9 and 5. 9 is usually related to the family, and 5, which is interesting because Charles said the brother, and maybe your brother's kind of around you trying to help, and then 5 is Christ's light.
Okay.
So oh, I don't
beautiful.
Know. That's very interesting. Yeah. And I do get the 7, which is every day of the week. So if there's some kind of going on, what kind of work do you do?
I'm not working at the moment.
Is that upsetting you? Do you want to be working?
I want to be working. At least part-time.
You
want to
be working. And I do feel some hydration is lacking in the stomach. That's where I got the stomach. I do know a good probiotic. Go ahead, Charles.
Oh, good. Okay.
Are you doing caffeine daily?
No.
No caffeine.
Good. I do feel, once again, I know it may sound like, what is she talking about? This is crazy. They are telling me it is coming more from the right side.
Yeah, I remember hitting my head underneath the cabinet, right at the base of the neck. But I didn't really, I felt it, but then it went away, and I didn't feel anything else after that.
Yeah, well, sometimes we forget things. You know, that can happen. But the other thing I was going to say right before we go, because we're getting ready to leave right now on this note, and then Charles is going to say something for all of us, is there's something called cold laser therapy. And if you want to do that, that's very good and gentle to the jaw, the TMJ jaw. And I know you may say it has nothing to do with the ringing because it's in my ear. But it does heal tinnitus, and it does heal the humming. It can help release the jaw, and it helps with, like, collagen and cellular calming in the TMJ. And it can help with hearing and releasing buzzing.
Okay.
It's called cold laser
and
therapy.
And how do I go about that?
You have to find a good cold laser therapist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you for calling in. I hope this does make some sort of sense to you.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Thank you so
much. And then the probiotic I like is called Life 9.
And that'll help with the stomach?
Yeah, okay. That's you can just Google that one. Yeah, Life 9. But there's many probiotics out there. Oh, my gosh. And I'm sure you'll find some. Charles, thank you so much for calling. Charles, what do you want to say to everybody? Like, what is something that you want to say that gives people hope and courage and love?
Just come back to your daily 888. You know, what can you do daily as an act of self-love to nourish your body, to nourish your mind? And where in your life is there anyone that you can forgive and return to love, right? To release anything that doesn't serve you. So just take baby steps. I think it can be overwhelming, but make one change. You know, with the caller earlier, make one smoothie. Maybe go for a walk. Take a dance break. Say something nice to yourself in the morning. Just little things. Change happens in micro habits.
God, I love that. I'm so grateful you came on our show today. Oh, my God. Charles, you opened up so many people to so many new ideas and ways and purification and the 888 process and transforming our body and your story of how you lost weight. And I'm so grateful for you, Charles. And if you guys want to get a hold of him, he's at Charles Chen TV, his TikTok channel. You want to tell anybody else about how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, just reach out. Everything is under Charles Chen TV. You'll be able to find me.
Yep.
I'm here.
Okay, we love you. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for everybody listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.